This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Happy National Pie Day.
Have you ever heard of a pie cake? You put a pie inside of a cake and you bake the cake?
Whoa. No.
I've never tried it. I want to try it.
Oh, so it's like a turducken, but it's just a pie ducken?
Pretty much. It looks fabulous.
I've never heard of that, but yes, I too will go home after the show today, and I will bake a pie inside of a cake.
That would be fabulous.
You know what? I'd probably use a tart to start.
There you go. You go small and then big, right?
When building a pie duckin, use a tart to start. It's a catchy slogan.
There you go.
Sorry, pie cakin is what he called it. But if you're using a tart, it would have to be a tie cakin.
Why isn't there a day dedicated to tarts? They're so good. It's like a mini little pie. Bless.
In the history of Tell Me Something Good, I bet Lisa's cried 73 times.
Yep.
That's just a guesstimate. And I don't know if I have before. Maybe a couple times.
I've made you tear up a couple times with some stories.
This one that I've got coming up in a sec. Look.
What? You have a tear?
Yeah. It's real.
I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. Oh, wait, I do have my glasses on. I'm so blind.
Okay, we both have dog stories. Ugh. Get at it. What do you got for us today?
So there's a guy named Taylor. He lives in Kelowna. His post went viral. Like, I'm talking Jillian Harris was sharing it. My sister shared it. Like, it was everywhere. It had over 200,000 shares. Sorry, that's a lie. It had...
That's fine. A lot of shares.
It just had a lot of shares, okay? No, it did have that many. No, it didn't.
Oh, my
Whatever.
God.
Okay, so his dog, it looks like a golden retriever named Atlas, went missing. The video footage showed a woman who actually lured the dog off of his property, knew how to open the gate with ease, was driving an SUV, had blonde hair, a really well-dressed outfit, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how they caught her, but I'm assuming social media and the power of it definitely has something to do with it. There is a video now of the reunited dog and Taylor, the owner. The cops have the dog in the back of a car and he's let out and it's just so beautiful. So I'm just so happy to say, if you were one of those people that shared it,
yeah,
Atlas is home.
Welcome home, Atlas.
Tell me something good.
My story is about a gentleman who was out walking his dog and he noticed two other dogs out on the lake. Now, it looks like his might be a lab, and it looks like a couple retrievers might be out on the ice, but they both slipped or went through the ice and ended up stuck. They couldn't get out. So not only did he jump into action and jump in the lake,
his pupper,
but his dog went with them, and you can see the dog in the video, like, pushing the other dogs out to get them out. So they both jumped in and saved these two dogs from dying. Just the best.
Oh.
Tell me something good.
I'll post the link to the story at Hot 107 Edmonton on Facebook, all
please,
right?
Please do.
Hot 107.
Big ups to Hudson's Bourbon, right?
Yeah.
For hosting Lisa's book club.
Yeah, I thought it would be a cool way to, like, get a bunch of girls that need something to do together. And there's a lot of people that like to read books and then talk about those books with people. So
that's
why
a
not?
Thing, hey?
It's a great excuse to just, like, drink and eat food too. Like, are we actually going to talk about the book? I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, that's important. I actually have some tips for you. And one of them has to do with the food. Make sure it's small bites. Like,
why?
Get appetizers that are easy to, like, eat.
Chit chat with.
Then aren't like, this clubhouse is great. You know, then people won't want to contribute. Because you want them to feel comfortable talking. That's hard to do when you got a cheeseburger in your face.
And you know what? Big ups to people that are coming by themselves that don't have a lot of friends here in Edmonton.
Yeah.
It's a great way to network. And I think that we're the perfect group of people to be around. Some of my girlfriends are coming. They're the funniest girls ever. Love them.
That was actually one of the tips I read.
What?
Well, you're not supposed to, like, bring your really loud girlfriends.
They're not loud.
All your girlfriends are really loud. I actually have audio from the last time you guys were together right here. I secretly recorded.
What?
When you guys gathered.
No.
This is it. Yeah, this is you and your friends.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's so mean, but so accurate.
So that's going to be, that's going to take over the book club.
That's fine.
No, it's not. You need to.
We need to talk about the book. You're right.
Do you have questions prepared?
No. Should I have questions?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How about this? Did you like the book?
Honestly.
Okay.
And like, are your girlfriends that are going, did they read the book? Probably not. They're just going because they think they'll get a deal on wine.
They will get a deal on wine. All right. So yeah, I'm really excited. My first ever book club. I'll let you guys know how it goes tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
Or not. Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, what happens at book club
stays at book club. Yeah. First rule of book club. Not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you mind if I come?
Yes.
You mind?
Yeah.
Okay, because you guys were in the back room.
Yeah, we have like a private room booked.
Okay, well, you can't stop me from just going and maybe getting a table pretty close
alone?
Outside to it. Yeah, why not? How many single ladies do you think are going to be there? It's a book club.
Probably all of them.
Lots. So, and check the date. I'm going to order a steak.
Just no.
Sit and wait patiently. Who do you think, in general, are better drivers? Men or women?
Now, we were arguing over this yesterday here at work, and it bugged me because in front of other people, you were like, you're not a good driver. But
I didn't say that. I said you're an emotional driver. You are a good driver when you're chill, but I've seen you rage. I've seen you, like, when you're mad, pass people you shouldn't, in lanes that you shouldn't, and blast red lights when you shouldn't.
Hey, that's a stretch.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, well, when it's 4:30 in the morning and there's no one on the road sometimes,
okay,
it should be
so
okay.
So that's all I was saying. I do think you're a good driver when you're level-headed. I think you are an emotional driver.
Well, you make me nauseous.
When I drive?
Well, in general. Just kidding.
Okay, ouch.
No, but when you drive, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your car or you.
Yeah, because my car's a wild beast.
I think that we need to get people to... Okay. Enough.
Okay.
We got this text saying, women are better drivers. How do I know this? My mother is an insurance adjuster. Mm-hmm. Men actually pay more for insurance just because they're male.
That's the new stats I'm reading as well.
Cody wrote in saying, girls are speed freaks. Yeah, we have places to be, people to see.
See, okay, if you were going to lend your car out for a week, would you rather, like, I have it or one of your female friends? Let's say your friend Cassie.
Okay, well, Cassie... We can't even put her in this because she's way too short. She wouldn't be able to see over my steering wheel. I'm pretty sure she sits on like a stack of books.
Phone books,
when she drives. Bree wrote in saying, men are better drivers. My fiance backs up into parking spots so perfectly. Mm-hmm. Gosh darn. It must be a turn on for Bree.
Sounds like it. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Ryder. This is Nick.
Nick, okay. What do you got for us? Who do you think are better drivers and why?
All right, well, I work in the auto body industry, so for collision-wise, men get in more of a... They actually rear-end people more. They have a lot more front-end accidents.
Okay.
And I find women don't get in as many accidents as far as what I've seen.
Sorry, wow. your phone's breaking
no,
up
it's
there.
Not. We can hear you perfectly.
No, I can't hear you, man. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We were talking about how Lisa's an emotional driver, and we got a few texts from people that agree.
Not like, about me.
Not about you, but about how they go into full rage mode as well. It's interesting that for some reason, when you're talking driving, road rage is kind of just a thing you have to deal with.
It can get pretty intense, though.
Yeah, like I had a guy honk at me the other day, and I didn't feel like I did anything wrong.
I hate that.
And so I was like in between two lanes and I wouldn't let him get past
Ryder.
Me. I would have fist fought him.
Yeah. As soon as I hear a honk, I'm like, what? And it's like not even for me. It's like way down the street.
I wanted to ask a question, though, because there are other moments in life when you have this rage, right?
And it comes so fast.
Yeah. So I think this will be a really fun topic. We need your help, though. 780-784-7107. The question is, what's the last thing that made you step into the psycho mode? Like, what made you lose it? It could be something little, because for whatever reason, sometimes it's just like the...
Something inconvenient.
Well, the straw that broke the camel's back, right, too, potentially. It could be something little. Or it could have been a, like, true snap job reason.
Ugh, like that time that girl stole my tweet and made it her Facebook status?
Yeah.
I was so mad.
You were raging.
I was like, that's my joke.
You were kicking things?
I was mad.
Okay, I got mine.
Because she's yeah, whatever. I'm so mad right now.
I got mine. I want to put on the list, and then we're going to come to you. 780-784-7107. We want you to step up big time with this one, though. Mine was right when I started here. Because when I left Vancouver, I was only there for 7 months, and then like the number one radio host in the city at the time crossed the street and asked for my job.
Okay.
And they offered me a position as his co-host.
Rude.
But I was like, nah, I actually want to get back to the prairies anyway. I didn't really mesh with the Vancouver people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a prairie boy. So I took that as an opportunity to grab this job. And I thought I was very positive with it all. But I was still a little jaded that this guy had jacked my job. And then he made a TV.
Because he asked for it and then he got it.
And then he made a TV show about it called Making the Switch. About him switching stations and stealing my. So I had to watch a TV show on this.
Sounds budget.
Dude. Anyway, so I'm here at the station and I'm listening to his first show.
Okay.
Because I got a couple months head start on him coming here. His first show.
So you tuned into his first show of him stealing your gig and?
While I'm in this studio.
What did he say?
He has a caller on the phone that says.
I can't wait for this.
Hey, kid. just want to wish you a happy birthday. We're so happy to have you back on the radio. This was on September 4th, which was my birthday.
Oh.
And I snapped like a preteen girl that he stole my birthday too. And as I kick the garbage can in here and it goes barreling across the room, my boss at the time walks in and she's just like, yo,
you okay?
Everything
here?
Okay? And I just looked at her. I was like, he stole my birthday too.
So I was walking my dog and there was a crosswalk, but I wasn't crossing. I was just like trying to avoid all the puddles. And this guy just stopped in the middle of the road and was like wanting me to cross. And I told him like, no. And then he just, like, was kind of throwing his hands up in his vehicle, I guess. And then he rolled down his window, started going crazy, and then I just kind of cussed him out.
That's good. You got to stand up for yourself in that situation.
Shannon texted in saying, we were driving downtown in a city that we didn't know, and my boyfriend was the navigator, but he didn't know how to read Google Maps. I didn't know this about him. I raged so hard because he wasn't reading it correctly, and then he panicked. I just lost it. And then she texted again like 10 minutes later and said, honestly, though, who doesn't know how to use Google Maps? It still fires me up.
Trending this hour.
The new Avengers trailer is out. Goosebumps.
It's on our Facebook page if you want to see it.
Oh, I shared it. Okay, so today is Pi Day. Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day. It's also another celebration today.
I think you celebrate with
it's a month
steak?
After Valentine's Day. It has something to do with steak.
Yeah, I forget. Okay.
Nick Jonas celebrated the Jonas Brothers single, Sucker, reaching number one.
It's so good. I love it.
Just the timing of the two stories.
Oh.
Anyway, celebrated Sucker reaching number one by buying his wife a new car.
That's crazy. Imagine being with someone who buys you a car.
Hot 107.
Whistling with your hands can be so awesome. I've always been jealous of people that can do it. Kate agrees with me. She texted and said, oh my God, if Ryder's talking about whistling with your fingers, that's seriously been my New Year's resolution for the last 3 years. I still don't know how. I'm so jealous when people can do it. So we're going to learn together with an expert.
Todd's Mechanical.
Hey, Whiskey Todd. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. What's shaking?
I was at the Oilers game last night, and the guy beside me could whistle with his hand, and I was super jealous. You can do that, right?
Yes.
Teach us your ways.
So, the way I whistle is I point my tongue in an upwards direction. The tip of the tongue touches the top gums behind the front teeth.
Okay.
And then I...
Okay, what's
I use my... I use my middle finger and my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
They're touching each other barely, and I push back on the middle of my tongue so it goes back, like not gagging back, but a few centimeters. Then I roll my hand down so there's pressure on my bottom lip and my finger and my thumb are touching my bottom lip, which they're pushing on my teeth.
Ow, I bit my fingers.
Are your teeth? Are you supposed to be touching your teeth?
No, you have to roll your lips in to protect your fingers from your teeth.
Oh, I'm almost there.
Was that good?
No, it wasn't good. Okay.
And another way, so you got to move your mouth around to find the magic spot, but you might want to act like you have a little bit of an overbite.
Ow!
Okay, I'm done. We failed.
What's up, girl?
I'm so lightheaded.
From trying to whistle?
Yeah.
Did you get one out?
Kinda. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sounding close. There. We got this text that just said, oh my God, I just did it. I'll never whistle normal again. And then the rest, awesome. Then the rest of the people are saying, like, nah, it didn't work.
Brown sugar, she likes to call the show, yeah.
What's going on, Callie?
Not much, just driving to school.
Okay.
Are you driving?
No.
How old are you, Callie?
I'm 9.
Okay,
I'm
you know what?
I'm gonna be 10 in April.
Let's see if your mom lets this happen. Let her drive to school.
I don't think that will happen.
Oh, okay. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if I could get a shout-out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout-out.
Shout-out to you, Callie.
Thank you.
California. Do you know that song?
Yeah, that's one of my nicknames at school.
California love.
Da, 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 da.
You know
da,
that
da.
One?
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
No.
Probably because he sang it terrible.
Yeah.
Hot 107.
Lisa's hosting her first book club for the ladies tonight at Hudson's Bourbon, and that's through an Instagram account you started, which I think is really cool, called @LisasLadiesYEG, which is just for like women empowerment. Sharing charity stuff, good books, dog pictures.
Yeah.
It's a really cool Instagram page. I'm proud of you for putting it together.
Thanks.
It's awesome that the ladies of Edmonton can share it with you. That's where you get a lot of questions for our show as well.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome. And it's great because our listeners are so good.
So,
at giving advice.
Let's hear it. What was the message you got recently?
It is from Anonymous and they want to remain that way, which is fine. But it says, hey, I'm looking for some ladies who have dated or are dating a man with young children, and they have shared custody with the mother. Mm-hmm. As the girlfriend in the picture, things can get challenging and complicated at times. I'm just looking for some advice or some support, someone to chat with. Thanks.
I think it depends. It takes a special kind of person to date someone who has a kid with someone else. It takes someone who is not an attention seeker all the time. Because I just know for me, my focus when my daughter's around, which is quite a bit, is on my daughter.
Totally. With these years, how fast they grow.
Exactly. So when she's not around, full attention, when she is in a dating situation, I'm going to spend time with her. And until it's really serious, even having a girl around her is not my preference right now. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I don't want to bring a girl into her life.
You don't want
her
to get attached and then lose that. And
exactly.
Then that becomes the norm, right?
Yeah.
So I did post this question and one of the responses says, this may seem heartless, but let me just say, if you aren't ready, you aren't ready. I forced myself to be that girlfriend and it kicked my butt.
Mm.
So that's interesting. I did get a little bit more information from this girl that wants to remain anonymous. And she said the reason that it gets tricky sometimes is because the mom isn't a fan of me. And I think that must be so hard.
Yeah.
Because when you're in love with a man and you fall in love with his children, but there's this constant bug in your ear of feeling like you're stepping on eggshells.
Right.
Right. I think that can get really tricky.
You dated a guy who had a kid. You may have dated more than one. I just know of one.
Yeah.
Did that come into the picture at all as to why it didn't work, or was it just
not
you
at
guys
all.
Didn't click? Okay.
No, I don't think that was an issue to me at all whatsoever. We weren't together long enough for me to even like meet the child's mom or anything of that sort, but they seem to have a decent relationship,
right,
which was nice to
definitely
see. I think
helps.
That, yeah.
What do you got for us, Dana?
Well, I am the other girl, and it can get complicated. It's been many years that I've been married to my husband. Mine's a bit of a different story. The mom walked away from the child, so I've been raising the child for many years. But when she was in the picture, all I can say is just be patient, be as nice as you can. Like, it's hard. It really is. But if you're patient and the other person's patient, and maybe once she gets to know you a little better, it might just be a bit bitter because you're the other woman and she doesn't want you around.
Right. And like, that's their kid. So I think it's tough for them to accept that at first, maybe.
Absolutely. Which it was really tough for my husband to accept the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
But once you take the time to step back and kind of put your pride aside and you see that the other person is good to the child, get to know that person. Then you guys can build a relationship. And honestly, that is one thing I call him my son because I've always considered him my son, but my stepson, that's one thing he has always wished is we could all have gotten along. All I can say is just be as patient as you can. That is the biggest thing. And eventually it'll build into something if it's meant to be.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks,
very
Dana.
Much.
Dana. That was awesome.
She did make a very, very valid point, too. I know that, like, for me, my ex has had a guy in the picture now for quite some time, and it's hard to get used to it. And it's hard when my daughter starts saying, like, she has two dads, and I'm like, what? But then all
but
of a sudden,
yeah,
you realize how much work this guy's putting in to make sure that my daughter has a beautiful life, and I have nothing but respect for him now. I was jaded a little off the start. It's hard to see them as a unit, but then you realize, yeah, like, why wouldn't you embrace the fact that this man is being wonderful to my daughter? And what amazing thing to do to take on another kid as your own. Like, it's a gold star.
It's a very selfless move.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to do that for love, too. Like, when there is a kid in the picture and you're like, I don't care. I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's do this. That's pretty cool.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.